Welcome to EB5 Investment Voice, where attorney insights intersects with immigration investments. If you are a foreign investor, domestic fund manager, or enterprising entrepreneur and want to get the most out of the EB5 program, you have come to the right place. I'm Mark Deal, and I'll be your co-host on this journey. I'm joined by your host, Mona Shaw, and other attorneys at Mona Shaw & Associates, as well as immigration leaders from around the world. So let's get into EB5 Investment Voice.
Hi, Mark. As you know, everything around us has ground to a halt. What's actually happened is that investors are really worried, even though it's only been a month, they're really worried about their investments. And rightly so, because we really don't know how long it's going to take for the economy to pick up. So as Rebecca and I mentioned in our last podcast, we thought it would be a good idea for us to speak to a few projects around the country and see how they're all managing, as we've heard that some of them have been quite creative.
Right. And as we've also heard, right there in New York City, where Mona Shaw & Associates is based, that has really been the ground zero as far as the United States, and has been harder hit than any other city, really any other state, just in New York City alone compared to any other states. And I guess partly it's because of the density and the population there, as it attracts so many tourists, right?
Yeah, that is true. And just because of that as well, all businesses have ground to a halt, and we're talking everything from transportation and taxis who are just, there's nobody to pick up at the airport. This is a booming city. It doesn't sleep. But we thought that this would also be a good place to start today, right at the epicenter of this pandemic. And so, Mark, we thought it would be a good idea to start today with a project that is located right at the epicenter of this pandemic.
That's right, Mona. And in thinking of transportation, we're welcoming back a company that we highlighted about 3 years ago on EB5 Investment Voice, and that's New Ride Transportation Group. And this time on EB5 Investment Voice, we have Robert Pearson. Rob is the Chief Business Development Officer at New Ride Transportation Group. It's there he oversees new business initiatives and strategic growth. Prior to joining New Ride, Rob was a successful attorney, entrepreneur, and real estate professional. Rob, welcome to EB5 Investment Voice.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Nice to be here. Pleasure to talk to you and Mona.
Rob, I understand that you were also part of the National Realty.
Yeah, the National Realty Club is an organization that was founded in 1947. It's perhaps the oldest real estate club with significant real estate principals in the country. I started there as general counsel, moved to its president about 5 years ago, and I'm now chairman of the Board of Governors. So we see and hear and talk a lot about what's happening in real estate, not only in New York City, but nationally as well.
Rob, as every business in New York City suffered, I know that New Ride has also taken a tumble with just there being nobody out there to pick up.
That's right. New Ride's business transportation kind of rides and percentage of rides has gone down. And that's true for almost every business in the city of New York.
Yeah, Rob. In fact, it was in the New York Times, I think this weekend, that rides have dropped by more than 90%. That's 90%. But I hear that you guys have been very busy being quite creative.
That's right. Well, some of our long-term relationships have allowed us to keep our fleet running at a much higher level than that. Some new initiatives that we've gotten moving on include working on a medical care initiative that would bring doctors and nurses to folks' home. And New Ride would have an integral part of that in handling all the logistics.
Wow. That is something new, because right now we're very short of hospital beds. And I know that people are quite nervous about going into the hospitals for fear of contracting the coronavirus.
Yeah. You know, personally, myself, I had a fever and symptoms like for COVID-19 about 3 weeks ago, and was told by my friends and colleagues who work at the major hospitals not even to go unless I was severe. So hospital capacity is really zero in the city. Unless you're severe, you can't get into a hospital.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that you actually suffered from it. How are you feeling now?
90%.
And how was it?
Awful. The shortness of breath and the feeling of tightness in the chest, an incessant cough that you could literally cannot get rid of. So I was able to manage it with some Theraflu. So every 2 or 3 hours, I would take Theraflu to be able to get 2 or 3 hours of sleep. But it was about 10 days of really severe flu symptoms. A couple times I thought I was headed to the hospital. That's for sure.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'm glad you're better. So tell us a little bit more about your new creation. New Age Medicine, I think you mentioned.
New Age Medcare. Yeah, thank you. So we have a new senior advisor for New Ride who is a dear friend, almost like a brother now, Don Carey. Don's father was governor of the state of New York for, I believe, two terms prior to Mario Cuomo coming in. So he's very friendly as well with the new governor or with the current governor, Andrew Cuomo, and all of his chiefs of staff, et cetera. While I was recovering, Don and I were talking about how can we help with additional healthcare capacity and infrastructure in the city. We put together a group, which now is called New Age Medcare, literally 2 weeks later. I mean, we've had an unbelievable transition, but it combines three companies. The first one is a company called Smart Care Doctors, and they are experts at telemedicine, very experienced physicians and doctor and entrepreneurs. Go ahead.
Rob, I'm so sorry. I hate to interrupt you, but yep. What is telemedicine?
Sure. So telemedicine is happening actually all over the world right now, and is in the past week or so has really gone up by significant numbers. But it's the idea that someone can call or make an appointment via an app or some sort of email service that a medical professional can get on a video or a call with the patient from their home and do a series of diagnostic tests or questions to determine whether or not that person needs additional care. A second company called Opair has the technology to be able to schedule and launch healthcare professionals to people's homes directly. So that company was previously geared only to pediatrics and for young kids and for parents to use, but it's now been shifted to overall use. So those two companies are HIPAA compliant and they stay on the medical side with respect to all of the kind of diagnostic and tests and all that stuff. The third company, of course, is New Ride. And New Ride, I think, is key for this New Age Medcare because we provide the logistics. So as a company that has around 500 vehicles and the ability and technology to scale up very quickly on providing logistics, not only with a call center to take basic information, but also to be able to schedule a ride for a doctor or a nurse or other professional to test or to treat within an hour or so, is pretty incredible for delivery of that healthcare increased capacity.
What is really more incredible for me is to imagine that most of this was put together with New Ride is through EB5 funding.
That's absolutely correct. It's incredible to me because I am relatively new to New Ride, joining last year. But really, for a company to be able to get that amount of assets working as a profitable business and being available to really provide an amazing service to help with this unbelievable event, it's something that had, you know, it had some foresight, but more than that, we stand ready with all of those assets and all that incredible kind of foresight by the investors and the principals to get this moving.
Right. Well, we don't like to promote actually EB5 projects per se, mm-hmm. but here I do have to say that it is good to see something succeed, which isn't just your vanilla real estate. But let me ask you something. You're talking about logistics and transportation. That would rely heavily on technology. How do you propose to get that part right?
Sure. So New Ride has a very sophisticated technology team internally. Iris is what we call them. Iris and our partners, who we also work with overseas, who help us develop the technology, have really created some proprietary platforms that provide all of the data and the ability to scale almost immediately, and if not immediately, for this particular project. Our systems right now, it's pretty incredible for business development for New Ride. When I go out and I'm talking to, for example, one of the hottest transportation companies in the country that is now a New Ride client, or you know, very sophisticated law firms, etc., when they see our technology, they can't believe that a car service company has the ability to do all the things that we're able to do. Now, for this specific project, you know, tapping into telemedicine, the Smart Care, and Opair's app is almost seamless. Tomorrow, we have a big call with those two groups, and we're going to be able to utilize APIs and portals to be able to connect all that within a couple of days is really incredible.
Rob, all this sounds very well, but at the moment I understand that FEMA is handling everything to do with everything in New York City on this front. How are you putting that part into the equation?
Sure. So New York State Governor's Commission, which Governor Cuomo has put together, really are handling the vast majority of the directives, et cetera. We also are finding that a lot of civic groups are getting together. I've been talking to past couple of days, many civic groups in Queens. We're connecting with those in the Bronx and Brooklyn. But these are disparate groups, and they're having trouble finding logistics and food delivery, et cetera, to the most kind of at-risk seniors, disabled. And so New Ride will be working with them directly. However, we believe that to have an umbrella nonprofit that can bring credibility and scalability too is very important. In that regard, Don Carey was able to make a connection to the Federal Homeland Security Enforcement Foundation. This is honorary chaired by Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge.
And I remember Tom Ridge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Tom Ridge, first Homeland Security Secretary. I actually, in my past, worked on his campaign for the governor of Pennsylvania. So I know a lot of the people, actually, who are part of this foundation, which is coincidental. But yeah, Tom Ridge was the first Homeland Security Foundation or Homeland Security Secretary. And, you know, he was working with President Bush at the time, and, you know, after the severe events that happened 9/11.
Right.
But he's honorary chairman, and the folks who are working with him include people like John Catsimatidis, who just is philanthropic and a huge business leader in the city, ran for mayor. Just folks who have a lot of credibility and have done amazing things. So we have been ratified by the Homeland Security Enforcement Foundation, the three companies, as being a group that they want to work with. So New Age Medcare has been ratified by their board, and they want to work with us to help us get to the places that we need to go and to also manage funding that comes in from New York State and FEMA so that they can distribute it. So that's a key thing here, because people want to donate and FEMA wants to provide money to groups that they know are going to be handled. So, you know, we're really aligning with the best of the best.
I'm very impressed. In fact, it really reminds me of an article that I read in the New York Times, I think it was just this weekend, about Heidelberg's Corona taxis. I don't know if you saw that article, Mark.
No.
I'm quoting from this article. It says, Heidelberg's Corona taxis are only one initiative in one city. By the way, this article was all about why Germany has the least amount of deaths in the world thus far. So back to the quote, the Heidelberg Corona taxis illustrate a level of engagement and a commitment of public resources in fighting the epidemic that explain one of the most intriguing puzzles of the pandemic. Why is Germany's death rate so low? But I'm sure that's not just the only thing, but it just shows how in Germany they really are using all resources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mona, this article, extremely coincidental, but it's exactly what we're doing with New Age Medical Care. You know, we have a governor, again, Governor Cuomo, is doing some really strong leadership and initiatives here. When I read this article, I couldn't help but think, hey, if, you know, we can do the same thing and help flatten the curve. The other thing that this article talks about very briefly is that not only are they getting out there and getting treatments through these Corona taxis, not only are they testing and flattening the curve, but they are taking, because they're building healthcare capacity, they are taking ICU patients from Italy and France. So, you know, this is really an incredible initiative that they have. So today, about an hour after we finished speaking, I'm speaking to the news editor for the business division for the New York Times exactly about our initiative and how we are very much aligned with what is happening in Heidelberg and the cities in Germany. So that I really look forward to that, because that can bring a lot of media and attention our way, but also might help expedite, you know, our connection with respect to the Governor's Commission, who are looking at our proposal right now.
Well, we won't hold you too long for this podcast interview then. But Rob, do tell us some more about this Federal Homeland Security Enforcement Foundation.
With the Federal Homeland Security Enforcement Foundation, you know, leading the way for us, and this data-driven article that has come out, we think we're in the right place. We have the right team. The smart care doctors are incredible. Their bios are amazing, and they've done some incredible stuff healthcare-wise. Matter of fact, one of the smart care doctors' daughter is one of the lead medical doctors in the new vaccine that has come out on Monday company called Invio. She's one of the lead doctors on that team. So hopefully she'll be driving, and that company will be driving the vaccine in June or July and getting it out in mass.
Rob, how are you guys keeping safe? Are you sort of separating the car or disinfecting the car? Or of course, I'm assuming your drivers are all wearing masks.
Yeah, of importance to us is driver safety and safety not only of our passengers, but the drivers. So we have, since COVID-19 has come into play, we have done some significant things to make sure that everyone stays safe. One of the first things that we've done is built barriers between our drivers and the passengers. So these are tight sealed barriers so that both parties stay completely separated from each other. They're transparent and you can see through them and you can communicate. But more than that, we give cleaning kits to our drivers. Each driver gives a specialized kit that has sanitizer, masks, gloves, and additional alcohol spray to wipe down after every ride. They use those all day long.
And you'd use the same protocol for all drivers working with the New Age Medical Care?
So yes, our drivers have the same protocol, whether they are taking someone from one of our other operations or New Age Medical Care. We give them special health and safety training. So we instruct them how to do it. And we have preventable measures and our own. When we get the cars back and or when they come into one of our lots, we have a special Bactalene fumigation device that we utilize on every single car to make sure that they get an additional level of cleaning.
Well, this is really excellent. And it's so good to hear that in a time when everyone else is just huddled up at home, that at least one EB5 project is out there doing something. Are you able to continue this once the whole coronavirus goes away and we all pray it goes away very quickly?
We think that this, we're talking about a brave new world moving forward. Telemedicine and the use of telemedicine has increased so much. We are finding that in articles that I've read from the UK and other countries, that patients just don't want to go see their doctor and don't want to go to the hospital anymore. Period, whether they think they have COVID-19 or not. So telemedicine plus the ability to get healthcare professionals to the homes for specific, and it doesn't have to be doctors. It can be physician assistants or others. So moving forward, I don't think things are going to change. I think things where people have private and kind of much more secure for their own safety is going to continue. And I think New Age Medical Care will be one of the companies that can provide it here in New York and be a model for elsewhere.
Wow, amazing. So that shows that there is always a silver lining. Well, Rob, thank you very much for giving us this update on this project. So Rob, the purpose of these particular podcasts was to see what our EB5 projects were doing during this time of the coronavirus. But we did want to speak to you at some point about businesses over perhaps real estate projects where you can see this flexibility that you can't really do if you're building, say, a Four Seasons hotel.
Right. So a functioning business like New Ride that also has the ability to be agile in its approach to the market and in connection with bringing services that will help society. You know, one of the things I just briefly want to mention is my background, in addition to being an attorney and entrepreneur and all that stuff, is I have two advanced degrees in change leadership from some top schools.
And overachiever.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm very mission-based. So as much as I'm a businessman, and as much as I look out for the bottom line and interest in our employees and our investors, et cetera, if there's a mission-based angle to it and it involves change, then you're kind of letting the Tasmanian loose here to be able to come up with a plan and to bring this kind of New Age medical care along with our partners like Don Carey and Secretary Ridge together to be able to mold all that together from a business point of view, but also mission-based in helping society.
A lot of business is, reacting to change, and things may seem good news and bad news. And obviously, I'm not saying that coronavirus is a good thing, but obviously, it does change a lot, and it changes. It presents some opportunities for people that can react fast enough. And it sounds like companies like New Ride that have that type of agile business model and, management that is familiar with change and change management, they can do something that not only helps the community and service the community, but also keeps their employees employed and their investors happy.
I agree. I do like the flexibility that a business model does have. That, and you're going to hear from other people that we've been interviewing thus far. I can lead you into a little secret. So we have another project which is pharmaceutical based, and they've managed to adapt their business model to adapt to the current situation also.
I certainly agree, Mona. And it fills me with a lot of hope knowing that businesses are reacting in a positive way to this crisis. So I'm looking forward to exploring some more EB-5-funded programs that are doing just that. And Rob, thank you for being our first.
So thanks again for having me on. You know, one of the things in change leadership and change management that we consistently discuss and make sure we have our eye on is that from crisis comes opportunity. This is one of the biggest crises we've seen in a long, long time. And to be helpful and to be aware of our employees, be aware of investors, and to be aware of society and how to help try and flatten this curve, we're getting there. And as a flexible, agile business like New Ride, we can really provide some help. So we look forward to continuing the mission.
Well done, Rob. And we look forward to having you back on in the future with maybe another creative model, perhaps helicopters. You
know? Well, we're working on that too. We can talk about that again another time.
Well, thank you, Robert Pearson, for coming on EB-5 Investment Voice.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us today on EB-5 Investment Voice. The topics presented in this podcast is informational in nature and is not to be taken as specific legal advice. If you have questions on the topics presented in this episode or other investment immigration needs, please contact Mona Shaw & Associates. Mona and her attorney staff can be reached at mshawlaw.com. That's mshahlaw.com. Make sure you don't miss our next episode focusing on a different aspect of the EB-5 program by subscribing to the podcast. While you're at it, leave us a rating on iTunes. If you really found this episode valuable, share it with someone else that could benefit from this information. Until then, I'll see you on the next episode of EB-5 Investment Voice.